Jenny and I met on a beach in Kenya, in a place called Malindi. And Jenny was just 15 years old.
Wow.
15 years old, yeah. But it was one of these sort of very sort of casual things. You know, it was 15 years old, after all. And we observed Jenny. You see, we had a house on the beach. And next door was a place called the Driftwood Club, which rented out sailing boats, so the little sailboats which you could get two people on. And they also taught water skiing. And us, that's me and my two brothers, would all the time be sitting on the bench there with binoculars, just watching the fun and games, because people who'd never sailed before would be leaping on these boats and sailing out, and there was a reef just part there with really vicious waves onto the rocks, and you know, it's a matter of turning around. If they didn't make it, you know, they'd ended up in the rocks and they'd have the waves. So one afternoon there was this young teenage couple, that's Jenny and her sister, got onto this boat and started sailing out, and we all said, right, this is going to be fun. And surprise, surprise, they really battled to start with, but they managed to get turned around and come back and went out and in a few times. And we thought, oh, wow, this is amazing. I mean, they just point you in the right direction, basically, and say, well, all you do if you fall over and you point yourself in the right direction, pull yourself up, and you'll get back again. But, I mean, they even managed to tack, which was amazing. Jenny had never sailed before in her life. And then they came in, and then they set about water skiing. So Jenny had never water skied in her life. So, you know, I was a very timid fellow in those days. But I thought, shame, I'll go down and help this poor girl, because, you know, there's this vicious boat with two big motors on there, and there's this little teenager being stuck on the end of the rope, and she's trying to launch herself, and each time she would, you know, crash and crash. So I just went down and gave her a few hints. And the first time I gave her hints, she was up. And by that stage, the water was pretty rough. So, you know, when it's rough and you're water skiing, it's heavy work. And she went and did this long lap and came all the way back, and which was amazing. And Jen, we eventually became very good water skiers, both of us who enjoyed water skiing when we were in our time in Kenya. But I didn't even then introduce myself even. It just happened next day. The beach is totally empty. Sun is shining. My dad had just come in from fishing. He had a little fishing boat where you go out trawling for sailfish and stuff. And he'd come in, the boat was beached, you know, it's all sort of corals and just a reef out at the end. And he was fitting the boat, and Jenny was wandering down the beach, and of course, you know, Jenny being a friendly sort, she of course went and chatted to this guy. That's what Jenny always does. It's amazing. And chatting to my father, and my dad just sort of looked at her and thought, ooh, young girl, friendly girl. And he had this whistle, which you could wake the dead. And we knew as boys, as guys, to come running when this whistle happened. So of course, all three of us came from out of the house. We didn't know he was down the beach. When you hear that whistle, you just come running. And so three of us bolted down for something we thought was an emergency. And we were introduced to Jenny. Anyway, we organized going out to dance in the evenings. And of course, we knew mutually that Jenny had a sister as well. So, you know, that was another one sorted. And so we went out in the evening. We went out in the evening quite a few times. And Jenny had some friends and us guys. And we got together and we had a lot of fun. But of course, what happens at that time when you're just mucking around, the holiday comes to an end. I think in those days we used to take quite long holidays. Jenny's parents had like 3-4 weeks, and we were down there for a couple of months. And so we eventually went back. I used to write to Jenny from time to time, and Jenny wrote to me. And once when I was on a construction site in Tanzania, a place called Nyumba ya Mungu, which is the house of God. But it should have been called the House of Hell, because it was such an impossible place. We had half the of our workforce down with malaria, and the temperature was 140 degrees every day. You know, it was incredible. And but so we were just a bunch of bachelors working there, And so that was a situation. We were very isolated, miles from anywhere. It was an hour just to get to our nearest little town. And one day, we got the newspaper. I opened the newspaper, and there's Jenny on the front page. And wow, she's sitting amongst a whole group of people. She's
men.
She's got this, like, this 303 rifle there. She's got a big hat there, a shooting
leopard skin
hat around. She's got a whole jacket on, you know, with all the badges on, you know. And I think, well, what's happening? This looks like my Jenny, you know. And she's got these long golden locks which comes down to here, looking a little bit like Mickey used to at times, just like that. And so I thought, well, I better let's try and contact her. So I looked up the telephone directory. It takes a bit of time because we were in Tanzania and she was in Kenya. And I found a home number. And her mum said, oh, it's actually coincidence. She's been let out of her boarding school this weekend. And you could go and pick her up. Well, in those days, there weren't any cell phones or telephones or anything like that. So Jenny's mother. So I was given instructions. I had to turn up like at 8 o'clock in the morning and go into the school and pick Jenny up. Now, from Jenny's side, she just got a message.
Yeah, I got this message. Mark's picking you up tomorrow. And I remember looking at my friend and saying, Mark, who? I have to admit, he had given me this little bangle, which I've always worn ever since. But yeah.
And so I picked her up and... We it was always the time of Jenny's
mother.
600 girls, yeah. And, you know, when you drive in, and all 600 girls are sitting on the steps, you were sitting and driving along in your little car and wondering which girl to pick up. So, of course, there was like a lap of honour. There was a lap of honour around the building in the boarding school. So I went first time, second time, very slowly, just looking, hoping someone would put me out of my pity, give pity on me and come out and say, who are you looking for?
My friends were saying, is that him? I said, I don't know.
So I've disappeared in the distance again, come round again, and then finally Jenny comes down and says, are you happening to looking for Jenny? And I said, yes, that's Jenny. Yeah. And so we got together on Jenny's half terms and whenever time is free. But we were living in a special place from time to time. I'd phone Jenny and say, haven't you got some friends? She said, oh yes, they're all desperate to get out of school. And so I'd get a few of my bachelor friends from work and we'd drive up and we'd have lots of fun, water skiing and braying and travelling and Jenny became very popular with all these her girlfriends, you know.
Yeah.
Bring all these beautiful guys, all these guys on tap.
And I was shooting at
them. They all spoiled, like, they were all well paid, you know, they're all expats, young expats, and so they had lots and lots of money, so they spoiled them rotten. Anyway, we had a lot of fun. We used to go up in Gong Hills and water skis to Lake Naivasha, Lake Nakuru. Kenya was a lovely place. Then Jenny had a couple of hobbies, and one was, which she was really good at, was photography. She was a member, she used to do photography at school. She was in charge of photography club, and photography was a big passion of hers. And she was wondering what to do when she left school. And so she sent a letter, inquired the best photographic establishment in London, training school in London. And they said, send a portfolio. So she sent a portfolio, and they just sent a message back. Right, you're in. So I was in a panic situation at that stage, and I thought, no, I can't lose Jenny, you know. So I thought, well, let's just pop the question. Maybe she'll go for it. So, and I was thrilled, excited, and amazed that Jenny accepted my proposal.